Today's shiur is the Masechta Yuma, Daf Hey. We will begin on Daf Dalet Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line with the words Mechlal de Tarvayu. Before we begin today's sugya, I just wanted to mention one item concerning yesterday's Gemara. The last line of yesterday's Gemara told us that Menayin la'oimer davar l'chaveru shehu b'bal yoimer, Achir yoimer loy leich emor, and the Gemara learned it out from a pasuk that if a person tells you something, you should hold it in confidence unless the person allows you to repeat it to someone else. It's kedai to mention that the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara and Be'er Maim Chaim tells us that, number one, this is not considered a lo sase. The Monei HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, the Chinuch, do not bring this as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Although, one looks in the Ayin Mishpat here on the top right-hand corner of the Amud, the Smug brings it down in Lav and Tes. But most Monei HaMitzvahs do not count it as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, and it is just something exemplary for a person to do, but not that it is a Chiyuv according to most of those who Rishonim who count the Taryag Mitzvahs. Also says the Chafetz Chaim that this prohibition, if it is a prohibition, would only be where it is clear from the person's actions that he wants it to be kept a secret. He tells it to you in a whisper, in a hushed tone, or he tells it to you in a private place. The example is that Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Mishkan, and nobody else in Klal Yisrael was able to hear it. So that's the circumstance under which there would be a prohibition to repeat it to someone else, because the person who's telling it to you shows that he wants privacy. Or, says the Chafetz Chaim, if the item that's being discussed, average people would consider it a private matter that should not be discussed with anyone else. However, if it is not something that a person would normally want to keep private, then according to the Chafetz Chaim, there would be no isser or even an exemplary derech eretz that a person should not repeat it if there's no indication that the person who's telling it to him wants it private. Having said that, we can begin today's sugya, which is on a completely different topic. And as Rashi tells us here, six lines from the bottom in the Rashi Divrei HaMaskil Mechlal de Tarvayu Mahadir Le'il. This is going back on something that we learned before on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yochanan had told us that the source of our Mishnah, that a Kohen Gadol had to be separated 7 days before Yom Kippur, comes from the Miluim, where we find that Aaron and his sons were separated for 7 days until they did the Avoda on the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And Resh Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan, because Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're going to learn it out from the Miluim, and I am of the opinion, and so are you, that everything that's written concerning the Miluim is Ma'akev, that it must be done, and if it's not done, it invalidates the Avoda. So how can we learn out Yom Kippur from Miluim? Because it says in our Mishnah that they appointed a substitute Kohen, and it just says that they were Mesakein, they prepared a substitute Kohen to take over in case the Kohen Gadol Apsul happened with him, and he could not do the Avoda. And this substitute Kohen, who became the Kohen Gadol, was not segregated for 7 days. Now, if you learn it from the Miluim, and everything concerning the Miluim is Ma'akev, so then how could we learn out Yom Kippur from the Miluim? By the Miluim, it's Ma'akev. It invalidates the Avoda, and by Yom Kippur, we see from the substitute Kohen who didn't have a Frosha that it does not invalidate the Avoda. That was Rish Lakish's question to Rabbi Yochanan, and that is why Rish Lakish, in fact, learned out the Halacha Frosha from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, as we learned in the previous stuff. Says the Gemara, Mechlal de Tarvayu, from that exchange between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, we see that both of them, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, are of the opinion, Svir lehu miluyim kol hakosav ben ma'akev ben, that whatever is written concerning the miluyim is ma'akev. It invalidates the avod if it's not done. The itmar, we learned a machlokis, miluyim concerning the miluyim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Omer, one of them, and we don't know which one, says Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev, Ben, every detail that's written concerning the Meluyim is Ma'akev, it invalidates the Meluyim if it is not done. V'chad Omer, and one of these Amaroyim, either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Chanina, he's of the opinion that no, not everything is Ma'akev in the Meluyim, but rather Dover HaMa'akev L'Doyrois Ma'akev Bohen, something which in subsequent Doyrus we find that this item is Li'ikuva, that it invalidates, it passels the Avoda, then that in fact will invalidate the Meluyim as well. But She'ein Ma'akev L'Doyrois, but if it does not invalidate future Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Ma'akev Ben, it will not, likewise not invalidate the Meluyim. Now we don't know if Rabbi Yochanan, which way Rabbi Yochanan holds, or which way Rabbi Chanina holds. We just know that one of them holds one way, and one way on one of them holds the other way. So the Gemara wants to say, based on the discussion on Gimel Amud Beis between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, this time we can conclude the Rabbi Yochanan who the Omar Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Ben, that in the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, you know who was the Amora who held that everything that's written concerning the Meluyim is Ma'akev. That was Rabbi Yochanan. What's the proof? As we spoke out before, mid the Carmel Reb Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, since Rish Lakish on Gimel Amud Beis said to Rabbi Yochanan in their discussion, he said the following words: "Ima Meluyim Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Ben." If you're going to learn out from the Meluyim, and by Meluyim every detail that's written concerning the Meluyim invalidates the vote if it's not done. So how could you learn out the Hafrasha of Yom Kippur from Meluyim? Because we see clear from the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph that the substitute coin did not have Hafrasha, so we see it's not Ma'akev the Avoda. V'loko Mahadulei V'lo Midi. And when Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rish Lakish, he just asked him, where do you learn out from? He told him Sinai, but he doesn't respond to Rish Lakish's question against him. Why doesn't he respond simply by saying, I do not believe that everything concerning the Meluyim is Ma'akev? I consider things that are not Ma'akev L'Doros. In future generations, if the Avodah is not possible, then it's those things are not Ma'akev by Meluyim either. Rabbi Yochanan does not respond that way. So therefore, the Gemara says, Tistayim, this in fact is a correct conclusion that what, as the Gemara began today, Mechlal de Tarvayu Sviralu Meluyim Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev. Since Rabbi Yochanan didn't argue with Rish Lakish on that premise, we see that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are of the opinion that whatever is written by the Meluyim is Ma'akev, and now we know which one in the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina holds that Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev, and the answer is, it is Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara, my Benayu, what is a case in which we will see a difference between Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that everything in the Meluyim is Ma'akev, and Rabbi Chanina, who holds that things which are not Ma'akev L'Doros are not Ma'akev by Meluyim, which case will be a Nafgemina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? And now we turn to Daf Heyam et Aleph on Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara now is going to offer various differences between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. The first difference is given by Rabbi Yosef. Semichoik benayu, the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina is concerning smicha. Smicha is when the Bailam, the owner of a korban, places his hand on top of his hands on top of the animal and presses down with his full force. So if that was not done in the Meluyim, would that be Ma'akev or not? Lamandi Omer Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Behen Smicha Ma'akva. According to the Mandi Omer, who says whatever is written by the Meluyim is Ma'akev, it invalidates the Avod if it's not done. And since it says Smicha by the Meluyim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be Ma'akev. Lamandi Omer according to Rabbi Chanina, who holds Dover She'ein Ma'akev L'Doyrus, that Smicha, which is not a prerequisite, it doesn't invalidate the Avod if it's done in future generations, those korbanos that did not have smicha are not invalidated. Ein ma'akev ben smicha, loy ma'akev. Again, lamandi amar dover she'ein ma'akev l'doros, ein ma'akev bohen. So smicha, loy ma'akev. According to the mandi amar, who says that things that are not invalidated for future generations will not invalidate the miluyim. So by Meluyim, Smicha, Loi Ma'akva, Smicha will not be Ma'akev. The Gemara asks, "Uladoyrus min nolan dolay ma'akev." How do we know that for future generations, in fact, smicha is not ma'akev? It does not invalidate the avodah of the son. You will learn in a brisa, and this brisa is said concerning korban oila. The pasuk says v'samach v'nirtza that the bialim will put their hands on the ola and they will receive ritzu, which is kapora, forgiveness. And the Gemara asks, "V'chismicha mechaperes v'aloy ein kapora ela b'dam." Is smicha the part of the avoda which causes kapora? Isn't it the giving the matonis of dam, which are sprinkled? Isn't the dam the thing that's maratza, that causes ritzui, that causes kapor shenemar? As the pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh chaper, the dam in the nefesh of the animal, that is what will be mechaper on the bialim. It's not the smicha, it's the dam. So uma talmud loymer v'samach v'nirtza. So what does it in fact mean that the smicha will give the ritzui when in fact it's the dam? The answer is shem also the smicha shiare mitzvah. If he made from the smicha a residue of a mitzvah, explains Rashi in the first top line, klomer shloi chosh lachshev oisa mitzvah v'loy samach. He only considered smicha to be a residue of a mitzvah, not a full mitzvah, and therefore he didn't do it. So the Torah is telling the person that full kapor, as Rashi explains, loy keeper means you didn't do a mitzvah min amufchar, because you should have done the smicha to receive the ritzui lechatchila. That would have been the proper way to do the mitzvah. But since smich is not miakev, so v'chiper, the bottom line is, you do have kapora. It's only alechatchil, it's a mitzvah and a mufkur, it's a better way to accomplish the ritzui of the korban by doing smicha, but it is not miakev. So we see clearly from this brisa that if someone did not do smicha in future generations, a future korbanis, it is not miakev. And now will be the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, whether it's ma'akev by meluim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everything that's written by the meluim is ma'akev, so smicha will also be ma'akev. And according to Rabbi Chanina, since in future generations we see that smicha is only a mitzvah and a mufchur, but it's not ma'akev, so by meluim it will not be ma'akev. Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak gives a second difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. To new foike benayu, the difference is considered waving. When a shlomim, for example, is offered, so the chaz and the shoik are removed from the rest of the basar, and they're waved. And this is also done together with the emurim that are going to be burnt on the mizbeach. And the bialim, together with the koyin, wave these different parts of the animal, of the korban. They wave it outward and inward and up and down in all different directions. That is the mitzvah of tenufa. So the question is, will tenufa be ma'akev by the miluyim? L'man d'yomer kol ha'kosav ben ma'akev ben ma'akva. According to the man d'yomer, says that everything that's written in connection with the miluyim is ma'akev. So since tenufa was written by the miluyim, it will be ma'akev. According to the Man Yomer, who says that anything that is not li kuva, that does not invalidate the korban in future generations, anything that's not ma'akev, so by miluyim, it will not be ma'akev. That will be the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara asks, similar to before, by smichu ledoyrois minolin deloy ma'akev. How do we know that tenufa is not mi'akev in future generations? The sanya we learned in the brisa. And this pasuk is concerning a mitzayra dal, a poor mitzayra, when he brings his asham mitzayra, his keves, for the asham mitzayra, it says, l'snufa l'chapir. The pasuk says that the tenufa seems to be the thing that is mechaper. And the Gemara asked a similar question to what we asked before. By smicha, the Gemara asked, by tenufa v'chi tenufa mechaperes, is tenufa, the waving, that which causes the kapor of aloy ein kapor ela bedam? The kapor comes through the dam shenem arki adam hu benefesh yechaper, that the dam causes the ritzui, the forgiveness, the kapora, and not the tenufa. So what does it mean? It would seem that tnufa is that which causes kapara. The answer is, it's only a lechatchila. It's a mitzvah min hamufker, just like smich is a mitzvah min hamufker lechatchila. So to tnufa, shem asa le tnufa shiyari mitzvah. That if he considered the tnufa only to be a residue of a mitzvah and not a full mitzvah, so then the din is malo levakosim kilu loy kiper v'chiper. So the Torah considers it as if the tnufa was required for the kapara, but in fact it's not required for the kapara. So loy kiper means he didn't do the mitzvah and a mufkar. But the bottom line is that even without the tnufa, it is a kapara, because really what's ma'akev? Only the ritzui of the dam. The tnufa is not ma'akev b'riyevet. When the Torah says l'snufa l'chaper, it only means it's a mitzvah n'amufka. It's better to do it with the tnufa. But ma'akev, it is not. So this will be the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if tnufa is mentioned with the meluyim, then it's ma'akev the meluyim. It invalidates it if the tnufa was not done. According to Rabbi Chanina, since tnufa is only a mitzvah n'amufka for future generations, but it's not ma'akev, therefore by meluyim, it will not be ma'akev. A third nafkamin is given by Rapapa. Rapapa tells us, Parisha Shiva Ikebinat, which is really our whole sugya from the beginning of the Masechta till now, concerning the separation of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, that will be the nafkamina by Miluyim, whether the separation during the Shiva Simei Miluyim, those 7 days of Miluyim, of Aaron and his children, was that separation ma'akev? If they would not have done the separation, would it have invalidated their korbanos on the 8th day or not? Lamandi Omar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Ben Ma'akev, that everything that's written concerning the Miluyim is ma'akev, then here also it's ma'akev. The precious 7 days is ma'akev. Lamandi Omar, Dover Shein, Ma'akev Ledor Shein, Ma'akev Ben. According to the Mandi Yomar, says that anything which for future generations is not ma'akev, then it's not ma'akev by the meluyim either. Loi ma'akev, it will not be ma'akev by the meluyim. The Gemara asks, similar to before, l'doyrus minol and l'ma'akev. How do we know that the parisha of the Kohen Gadol for 7 days is not ma'akev in future generations? And the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah, mid katani, since it says in our Mishnah misakinet that we only fix, we only cause a second substitute Koyen to be ready to take over if the Koyen Gadol is not able to do the Avoda, V'loik Tani Mafrishin, and the Gemara and the Mishnah used a Shinui Lashon. It did not use the same language that it used in connection with the Koyen Gadol. It used Mesakin instead of Mafrishin. Since there is this change of language, the Gemara before learned from that, that the Kohen Gadol was separated for 7 days, but the substituted Kohen did not have to go through that process. So that's a proof that it's not Ma'akev Davoda. Because if it would be Ma'akev Davoda, then even the substitute Kohen should have to go through Hafrasha. So from our Mishnah, we see that Hafrasha is not Ma'akev for subsequent generations. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that whatever is written concerning the Meluyim is Ma'akev, then Afrasha of Aaron and Badov is Ma'akev for 7 days. If they wouldn't have done it, it would have invalidated their Karbonis. According to Rav Chanina, that anything that we see that for future generations is not Ma'akev will not be Ma'akev the Meluyim, then the Afrasha by Aaron and Badov by the Meluyim was not Ma'akev. And this, in fact, this point was the proof that Rish Lakish before brought against Rabbi Yochanan. How, in fact, can you, Rabbi Yochanan, who you agree with me that everything concerning the Meluyim is Ma'akev, if so, how could the Afrasha of the Kohen Gadol be, in fact, learned from the Meluyim? Because there, everything's Ma'akev. And here you're telling me by the Kohen Gadol, as it says in the Mishnah, Misakinen, that it's not Ma'akev, Afrasha is not Ma'akev. So how could you learn it from Meluyim? You have to learn it from Sinai. Continues the Gemara, Ravina Amar, Ravina says there's a fourth Nafkemina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Ribui Shiva Umeshicha Shiva Ikebenayu. The difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina concerning the Meluyim will be concerning the halacha of the increase of 7 days and the anointment of 7 days. Let us learn the Rashi here together. Ribui Shiva, the Rashi is 9 lines from the top. She Yishamish Kohen Gadol Shiva Yom Ritzufim Kishim Emanim Aysoi Bekuna Gedoyla. that when the Kohen Gadol in future generations is appointed as Kohen Gadol, he should do the avoda for 7 days, the yilbash shmeida begadim, and he should wear not the 4 begadim of a Kohen Hedger, but the 8 begadim of a Kohen Gadol, bishas avoda, when he's doing the avoda, he should wear them. The ribu lashon marbe meruba begadim shehu mishamish b'shmeina v'hedger b'arba. What does it mean, ribui shiva? Rashi explains that this is referring to the ribui begadim, the increase of 8 begadim over 4 begadim of a Kohen Hedget. That ribui should take place when a Kohen Gadol begins his avoda. For 7 days he should do the avoda with the 8 begadim of the Kohen Gadol. So in future generations we're going to see in the Gemara it's not mi'akiv. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that ribui shiva, that anything connected with the miluim is ma'akev, then ribui shiva, that he has to wear these begadim for 7 days, the 8 begadim, it will be ma'akev. But if anything that in future generations is not required will not be ma'akev by miluim, that's Rabbi Chanina's opinion. So this will not be ma'akev by the miluim, because in future generations we're going to learn that it was not necessary for him to begin his avoda as a Kohen Gadol wearing the 8 begadim for 7 days. The Rishash, the Gevur Sari, other Achronim point out that if we're trying to compare future generations who had to wear the 8 begadim for 7 days to our own, Rashi puts in 2 words, Bishas Avoda, that they wore, the Kohen Gadol wore these 8 begadim when he did the avoda. Now, in the case of Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol during those 7 days of the Meluyim. And Aaron just wore the begadim, he didn't do the avoda in the begadim. So the Achronim all have this problem that they grapple with. How do we compare the future generations who wore the 8 begadim during the avoda of 7 days to Aaron and his children, who only wore the begadim during the 7 days of Meluyim, but the avoda was actually done by Moshe? I, in the Rishash, the Gevur Sari, other Achronim who discuss this question and offer various terutzim, I in Shom. The second item that the Gemara mentions here is Meshicha Shiva. Let us read the Rashi of Meshicha Shiva. Sheyitnu Shemen HaMishchal Roisha Yobain Risi Einav Zayin Ram Ritzufim. That they put on the forehead of the on the head of the Kohen Gadol and between his eyebrows for 7 days in a row, they would put the Shemen HaMishchal to anoint the Kohen Gadol when he began his service as Kohen Gadol. So Rashi, let's learn the next Rashi together. Kol ha-kosav behen, whatever is written concerning the meluyim is ma'akev according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi points out, where do we find that this was part of the meluyim? Because it says, Zayin yamim, for 7 days, yimalei, that Zayin Shivas Yom Yemalei Es Yadchem, they should fill their hands, and the language of filling their hands refers, Mili Yadayim, refers to wearing the begadim, as we find in the pasuk in Shmois, Uvigde Hakodesh Asher LaAron Yiyu Levanav Achrav LeMashcha Bohem UleMalei Bom Es Yadam, that Aaron and his children after him should have the big day kodesh for anointment and to fill his hands in them. So we see that the lashon mili yadayim is associated with wearing begadim. As Rashi continues, v'chol mili yadayim amr sham levishes begadimu shenemu big day kodesh asher la'aron yu labanav achrav l'mashchal behem, and the pasuk concludes l'mali bom es yadam. And umeshicha nami kol shiva midiskis meshich l'ribui. The Gemara soon will show us that although we don't find anywhere the meshicha was 7 days, but since lamoshcha is put into that pasuk that speaks about big day kohana, just like the big day kohana were worn during the 7 days of the meluyim, so too the meshicha was also put on the heads of Aaron and his children during the 7 days of meluyim. Let us go back to the Gemara. Ravina Amar, ribui shiva, wearing the 8 begadim for 7 days. Umeshicha Shiva and being anointed for 7 days, Ikar B'Nayah, will be the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Lamandi Yomer Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Ben Ma'akva. According to Rabbi Yochanan, whatever is written concerning the Meluyim, as we saw in Rashi, the Pasuk that said, Shivas Yom Yamalias Yatchem, which refers to the Ribi Begodim. And we know Meshicha also because Lamoshcha was also put next to Lamali Bomas Yodam, so we're Marba Meshicha also for 7 days. So whatever is written by the Meluyim is Ma'akiv. If so, Ma'akva, then that will invalidate the Avoda. If Aaron and his children would not have worn the Begadim for 7 days, or not have been anointed during the 7 days, it would invalidate their Avoda on the 8th day. L'man D'Yomer Dover Shei Ma'akiv L'Doris Ein Ma'akiv Ben. But according to the Man D'Yomer, who says that that which is not necessary for future generations is not makif. Loi makif, then it would not have been makif by the Meluyim either. The Gemara asks the question that we've had all along. Ula doiris menol and loi makif. How, in fact, do we know that ribui shiva and meshicha shiva is not makif in future generations? The sanya, because we learned in a brisa concerning the avodas yom kippurim, the chiper hakohen asher yimashach oisoi v'asher yimali es yadei l'chaim tachas aviv, that kohen who is going to serve under his father, in other words, he is going to be a descendant of Aaron to be the kohen gadol, he will affect kapora, the kohen who's going to have on himself meshicha, and he's going to fill his hands. And we know that mil yadayim, as we explained before, refers to levishas begadim. So the Gemara asks, Ma Talmud Loimer, why is it, Rashi explains, why was it necessary to tell me that which Kohen is this? This is the Kohen, Asher Yimal Yisyari L'chaim Tachasoviv, in other words, the Kohen Gadol. The whole Parsha over there shows us that it's about the Kohen Gadol. As Rashi explains, in the Rashi Divrei Maschil Ma Talmud Loimer, Im Lelamet Shetiyah Avodes B'Kohen Avodah B'Kohen Gadol, V'Aloi Kol HaParsha B'Aron Nemra, V'Zois Yavay Aron, V'Nasin Aron, V'Hikriv Aron, Bo Aron. The whole Parsha is speaking about Aron. Aron is the Kohen Gadol. So why was it necessary for the Torah to tell us that it's the Kohen who's going to go in place of Aron, who is the Kohen Gadol? We know it's a halacha that Avodes Yom HaKippurim can only be done through the Kohen Gadol. The answer is, that the Kohen who will become under instead of Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, for 7 days should wear, when he begins his Kohen Gadol, should wear the Begadim. So ainly Elanis Rabbi Shiva v'Nimshach Shiva. I only know that he is supposed to have Meshicha for 7 days and Ribui Begadim for 7 days. How do I know if he's missing one? Nisrabe Shiva v'nimshach yom echad. If he had Ribui Begadim for 7 days, but he only had Meshicha for 1 day, or Nisrabe yom echad, he had Ribui Begadim for 1 day, v'nimshach Shiva minayin. How do you know that that's acceptable if he only had one? And the Rishash says that really the Gemara could have gone on to say that if he only had one of each, he only had 1 day of Ribui Begadim, and he only had 1 day of Meshicha, except the Gemara didn't bother to say it, because we're going to learn out a limud that if you have one or the other is good, and the Gemara understood that the same is if you have both missing, you're missing seven for Ribui Begadim, and you're missing seven for Meshicha, and it's still good. But in fact, if one looks in the Dikduke Seifrim, one will find that the Gerson Dikduke Seifrim is in fact, and how do we know that even if you're missing both, you only have 1 day of Ribui Begadim and 1 day of Meshicha, that's good. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, that's why we need these extra words, Asher Yimashach Oisev, Asher Yimali Asyadayim Mikol Mokem, that Koyin, who's Tachas Mibonav, and we ask the question, why was it necessary to tell us this? The answer is to be marbe that that kohen who will have meshicha or mil yadayim mikol makom, whatever it is, even if it's only 1 day, as long as he has some meshicha, at least 1 day, he has some mil yadayim, which is ribui begadim, at least 1 day, it is acceptable. So we see that ribui begadim is not ma'akev. We see meshicha shiva. Ribui Begadim Shiva is not Ma'akev, and Meshicha for Shiva is not Ma'akev. So Memela, according to Rabbi Yochanan, whatever is written by Meluyim is Ma'akev. Both of these are Ma'akev for 7 days. According to Rabbi Chanina, that whatever is not ma'akev in future generations is not ma'akev by the meluyim, it will not be ma'akev by the meluyim. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechan ribui shiva l'chatchila. We see from the pasuk over there that l'chatchila he shivas yamim yil b'shem akayim tachtov mibonav, that for 7 days he has to have ribui begadim l'chatchila. We said b'diyeved it's not ma'akev, but l'chatchila it is. But Meshicha Shiva L'chatchila Menolam, we did not have a beferish clear pasuk to tell us that L'chatchila it was necessary to have Meshicha for 7 days. We said B'diyevet it's not Ma'akev, but how do we know L'chatchila you even need it? There's no pasuk that says that. So we have two terutzim to this question. Iboy is saying Meditzrich Krol Lemuta. Since I need a pasuk to tell me the Chiper Akarei Sheyim Mashach Hayseyi V'Asheyim Alei Es Yadei L'chayin tachas aviv. I need that pasuk to be marba mikol makom. So why do I need a ribui mikol makom? Only because l'chatchila you really should have it. But b'diyevet, if you only had 1 day of meshicha, 1 day of ribui begonim, it suffices. But since I need that pasuk to be marba that even 1 day is good, that itself is a riot. That l'chatchila you have to have 7. V'iboy seima, or the Omer Karot pasuk says, Ubig de akkadish asher la'ara and yiyu l'ban of achor of l'moshka behem l'mali b'mes yadam, that Aaron's descendants should have ribui begadim, that's mili yadayim. And right next to it, and that's for 7 days, and right next to it the Torah put in the word l'moshka, so memela iskish mashicha l'ribui, we compare mashicha to ribui. Ma ribui shiva, just like ribui begadim is for 7 days, as we learned before, it says shivas yamim yil b'shem akayin. So just like Ribui Begadim is for 7 days, Af Meshicha, that it was put right next to the Mili Yadayim, which is Ribui Begadim, that is also Shiva. So we learn L'chatchila both for Ribui Begadim and for Meshicha. Now the Gemara wants to understand what is the Svara of the Man D'Yomer who says that everything that's connected, every detail connected to Meluyim is Ma'akev. My time of the Man D'Yomer, Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev, Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Omer Korot, the Pasuk says, V'asisu La'aron Levanav Kocha. You should do precisely exactly like this to Aaron and his children, Kocha Ikuvahu. It's speaking about the Meluyim, and it says you should do it like that. The word kacha means exactly, do not deviate one iota from what Hashem is commanding you. The Gemara continues, Tinach kol milsa. Now we turn to Daf Hei Amid Beis. That is good, everything, d'chsiva b'hai inyana, that's written in this inyan. As Rashi explains, the inyan of the Meluyim, there's a tzivui in Parshas Tetzave, and the actual Asiya, when it was done to Aaron and his children, is in Parshas Tzav. So when the word Kacha is said by the Tzivui in Parshas Tzav, but it is not said by the Asiya when it was done in Parshas Tzav. And there is one detail that's mentioned by the Asiya that's not mentioned by the Tzivui, as Rashi explains. Vayiten ala choishnes or esatumim, this parchment that had Hashem's Hashem HaMeforosh was put in on this parchment, which was called Urim Batumim, and was put inside the breastplate, the choshen that Aaron wore on his chest. But that is only written by the Asiya and not by the Tzivut. And by the Asiya there is no kocha. Rashi asks the question that in Va'ata Titzave we also find the following pasuk, V'nasata l'choshna mishpatas urim v'satumim, and that is written in Titzave in the Parsha of Tzivui. So Rashi says that pasuk has nothing to do with the Miluyim. That Parsha has to do with the general commandment to make Bigdei Kohuna. And on that also, concerning that parsha of the general command to make Bigdei Kohuna, it does not say kocha, which would mean likuva. So we're back to this question. It's very good that everything that's written concerning the Meluyim is ma'akev, where it says the word kocha, which is in Parshas Tetzave, where the commandment was given. But milsu deloik siva b'ayin yana, but something like the placing the Urim V'tumim into the Choshen, which is only written in Parshas Tzav, in the Parsha of Asiya, it's not written b'ayin yana. Menolan, how do you know that that's ma'akev as well, according to Rabbi Yochanan? I'm Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. We have a few terutzim to this question. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak gives an answer, Yolov, Pesach, Pesach, because both, as Rashi explains, in the Parsha of Tzivui, in Tetzav, and both in the Asiyah, in Tzav, there's a word, Pesach, that is extra. In the Tzavuah Parsha, it says, Tikrav El Pesach El Moed, and then it repeats, V'ochel Aron Ubanav Es Basar Ha'ayil, Es Basar Ha'ayil, Ves HaLechem Asher Basal, Pesach El Moed. So it says that word Pesach again, says it twice. We know that they were doing this Pesach HaMoed. And also, B'di Asiya, it also says Pesach twice. The first Pasuk Rashi brings down, that's Kol Eide, Kilu, they gathered the whole Eide, El Pesach HaMoed. And the second Pasuk repeats, Bishlu Es HaBosar, Pesach HaMoed. So both in the Parsha of Tzaveh, Tzivui, Pesach is extra. And in the Parsha of Tzav, of Asiya, Pesach is extra. So we learn it out, it's Gzei Rishava. Just like whatever's written in the Parsha of Tzivui and Tzav, Tzaveh kocha li kuva, it invalidates the korban of it's not done. Huadin, the placing of the urim v'tumim inside the choshen, which we find in Parshas Tzav, the Parsha of Asiya concerning the miluyim, that's also ma'akev, although there is no word kocha based on the gzer shav of Pesach Pesach. Rav Mishar Shomar, he says we don't need a gzer shav. It says in the pasuk ushmartem es mishmeres Hashem and shimur. When something is written, Shimur Rashi says, Mashma Tishmar Kechol HaKosav. Everything that I wrote here concerning this, guard it. Make sure it's done. You don't need Gzer Shava. It is Ma'akev. So even the placing of the Urim V'tumim in the Choshen Mishpat will be Ma'akev. Rav Ashi Amar Kichein Tzuvesi. It says concerning the 7 days of Miluyim, Kichein Tzuvesi. This is what I was commanded, and this was I was commanded. Means that it should be done exactly as I have commanded you. And as Rashi now explains, since we brought the pasuk of Kichein Tzuvesi concerning the 7 days of Miluyim, the Gemara now is going to make a drasha on the same pasuk, Kichein Tzuvesi, where we find the exact same words, Nogeya, to the korbanos that were brought on the 8th day. Tana Rabbanan. We learn Kichein Tzuvesi on the 8th day of the Miluyim. The pasuk says Kichein Tzuvesi, which is referring to the Mincha. V'achaltem oisah b'makom kodesh kichokcha v'chok banecha hi me'ishe Hashem Kichein Tzuvesi. Then we find the next pasuk Kasher Tzuvesi, and this is concerning the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh that was also brought, where Aaron had that chatas burnt, and Moshe got upset at Aaron, and Moshe said to Aaron, "Hein lo yehuva es dama el hakodesh pnima." The blood wasn't brought inside that it being brought inside the heichal where it would have made a psul, because the dam had to be brought outside. It was done correctly. If so, achol toichlo oisav hakodesh, you should have eaten it. Why did you burn it? Kasher tzivesi, like I commanded you. And the third pasuk we find concerning the shlomim that was brought on that day by Aaron, kasher tzivo Hashem, as the pasuk says, v'hoyer l'chol v'necha itcha l'chok oylam kasher tzivo Hashem. So it is important to note that the Gemara here is darshening these psukim not in the order which we find them in the Chumash. In the Chumash we find the pasuk of the Mincha Kichein Tzuvesi first, as our Gemara in fact brings it first. However, in Chumash we find in Vayikra Yud pasuk Tezvav, that is the third pasuk that our Gemara brings concerning the Shlamim Kasher Tziva Hashem. The second pasuk that our Gemara brings, Kasher Tzivesi, which concerns the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh, that is in Perik Yud Pasuk Yud Chesen Vayikra, after the Pasuk of Shlom. But yet, for the purposes of darshening these three psukim, the Gemara is going to darshen it in the order in which the Gemara brings it. First, Kichein Tzivesi, the Mincha, then Kasher Tzivesi, the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh, and finally, Kasher Tziva Hashem, the Shlomim. And what's bothering the Gemara with all these psukim, as Rashi explains, is that v'chichol, in the Rashi Divar Amasl Kasher Tziva Hashem, Rashi at the end says v'chichol advorm shenem l'moishel loimer l'yisrael chazur v'yomer kichen tzuvesi. Why is it that all of these commandments to Aaron end off with as I was commanded? That Moshe is referring to a command given before. We don't find this by other mitzvahs. When Moshe speaks to Aaron or Klal Yisrael, he doesn't say, do this mitzvah as I was commanded. Why here is this written? So the Gemara explains it as follows. Kichen tzuvesi, the first pasuk concerning the mincha that Aaron brought, where he said, for so I was commanded, v'aninus yechlu, that is referring to the fact that none of Aviyu, the sons of Aaron, had died. Aaron was in a state, and his children were in a state of aninus. And normally, an oinein would be usher in kachim. As Rashi says, we learn it out of Kal v'chomer from Meiser. If we find by Meiser hakal, which is easier than kachim, and it says, that a person, when he makes vidui meiser, he says, I never ate the meiser in a state of aninus. So Moshe told Aaron and his children, even though that is the halacha, but here's an exception. Hashem commanded me to tell you that you should eat from the chatos, from the mincha, even though you're in a state of aninus. And Moshe understood that Aaron would understand that this refers to all the korbanos brought on that day, that even though they're in a state of aninus, and they normally would not partake of kachim, but based on the special tzivi Hashem, they would. And therefore, when Moshe discovered that the chatas v'Rosh Chodesh was burnt, he got upset, and he said to them, as the Gemara continues, kasher tzivesi b'shas maisa amr lahem. He told them, as Rashi explains, when he found out that the chatas got burnt, he said, I thought you would understand from the mincha that I told you to eat aninus, that you would do the same thing, kasher tzivesi, as I commanded you concerning the mincha, so I thought you would understand to do for the chatas Rosh Chodesh as well. But in fact, as Rashi explains, Moshe made a mistake, and Aaron pointed out this mistake to him. And Moshe, as the Torah tells us, admitted that he made a mistake, because there was a basic difference between the mincha of the mincha and the chatas Rosh Chodesh. The mincha was a kachei shoah that was only done for that time. However, the mincha, chatas of Rosh Chodesh is kachei doiros, and kachei doiros, which were for future generations as well. The normal chatas brought on Rosh Chodesh, which one brings in the future generations as well, and didn't have anything to do with the miluyim per se, specifically for the miluyim. On that, the tzivui Hashem that they should eat at baninus was not valid. There, the halacha would be that an oinen is usher in a kachei doiros. It was only the ones that were connected specially to the miluyim, such as the mincha that Aaron had to bring that day, that had a special exception that Aaron and his children would eat it by aninus. So Moshe admitted he was wrong, but then when it came to the shlamim, he says to them, kasher tziva Hashem, don't make the mistake, as Rashi explains, that you'll think now that you treated the chatas of Rosh Chodesh with the correct halacha of l'doiros, that an oinen should not eat. You're going to do the same thing for the shlamim. No, the shlamim, that's an exception to the rule. That lives like the mincha, kasher tziva Hashem, as I v'loy me'alai on the oimer. Don't confuse the shlamim with the chatas. The shlam has the same halacha as the mincha. And who's the one who told you to eat the mincha baninis? Hashem. I didn't make it up myself. It's the same thing, the shlamim, which is also kachei doiros. Excuse me, it's also kachei shah. It's only for the miluyim. It's unique, specific for the miluyim. So that has a special halacha that you do eat it and you do not burn it. So this is the explanation of all these the endings of the psukim, which have to do with the tzivui, and why it was said here specially and not by any other tzivui, because of the dialogue between Moshe and Aaron, as we explained before. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Mechnasayim ain't suvim beParsha. In the Parsha of Miluyim, we do not find any mention in the clothing that Moshe had a chiyuv to dress Aaron and his sons. Each of the 7 days of Miluyim, we don't find that he dressed them with their pants. Mechnasayim kishehu oimer vizeh hadavar shetasa lohem lekadosh oisam. L'chahein, since the pasuk where Hashem commands Moshe how he should sanctify Aaron and his sons begins with a vav, and we know vav Moshe v'alinyan rishon, a vav adds on to the previous parsha, and the previous parsha speaks about the big day kohen and big day kohen gadol lahavi amichnasayim, and since one of those garments is the michnasayim, so it's trying to tell you that although we don't find the beferish that Moshe dressed Aaron with his michnasayim Aaron ubanav, but it's included through the method of vav moisef that it includes that michnasayim were in fact used there in Moshe helping Aaron and his children get dressed. And also, it adds on something else. Asiris ha'efa, the mincha of Asiris ha'efa, also had to be brought during the Shivas Yomei Miluyim. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam mechnasayim ksivi binyana. The begadim, the mechnasayim were written in the parsha that preceded this parsha of Miluyim, the parsha of the big day kohuna. Mechnasayim are written there. Vav moisiv. So therefore, I can add the mechnasayim on to the Miluyim as well. But what about the Asiris Seifa? Where do you find that? El Asiris Seifa Minola. And the Gemara answers, I see Zezeh. We have Xer Shava from Zezeh. Here it says, concerning the Miluyim, Vizeh Hadover Shetasalem. And it also says, concerning the Minchas Chinuch of a Koyin Hedget, the first day that he did Avoda, which is called the Mincha of Chinuch, of teaching him, inaugurating him into his new role of being a Koyin in the Beis HaMikdash, known as the Minchas Chinuch. And also the Mincha that a Koyin Gadol would bring each and every day of his Avoda. So there it used the word Zeh. So I learn out that just like over there it's speaking about the Asiris Ha'efa, so Vizeh by the Miluyim also Aaron Abadav had to bring an Asiris Ha'efa. As Rashi brings down on the 23rd day of Adar, at the beginning of the Miluyim, Moshe gathered all of Klal Yisrael, and he said to them, this is what Hashem commands you, and we don't find any commandment. And therefore the Gemara understands that what does this mean? That all the details of the Parsha of in Atta Tetzaveh, Moshe had a chiyuv to read it to Klal Yisrael and to Aaron and his children before the Miluyim began. And that's what the Gemara says here. I mean, how do I know it's Ma'akev? Minayin Shaf Mikra Parsha Ma'akev Tamaloymer Vayomer Moshe Aleida Zeh Hadover Shetziv Hashem, which means Afilu Dibur Ma'akev, even the Dibur saying the Parsha of Parshas Tetzaveh, where the commandment of the Miluyim, each detail is enumerated, that is Ma'akev Zeh Hadover, that you had to say that. If you didn't, if Moshe had not said it, it would have invalidated the Avoda of the Miluyim. The Gemara asks the question, Ketzel Bishan, how did Moshe in fact dress Aaron and his sons? The Gemara asks back, Ketzel Bishan, you're asking me how Moshe dressed Aaron and his sons? My Dava Hava. It's not Negela Maisa. Whatever happened, happened. The Gemara, we don't discuss things that are not relevant. Whatever happened, happened. Elakatesed Malbishan Lasad Lavoy. The Gemara says, no, what we mean to say is that since Aaron and his sons died, so even though they're going to have Tchiyas HaMeisim, and they will once again become the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol in the third Beis HaMikdash, but at that time they're again going to have a Miluyim. They're going to have their Kedusha restored. So we have to know how they were dressed then to know how they will be dressed in the future. The Gemara said, La'asid Lavoy Nami. Why do we have to know that?
Kishiyavoyu, Aaron Ubonov, Umoisha, and the Bach puts in the word Rabbeinu, Umoisha Rabbeinu Imoyim, when Aaron and the sons with Moisha will come, Moisha is equal to the Sanhedrin, he's the Poisik, the God of Lador, will ask Shiloh of Moisha Rabbeinu, please tell us in what manner should we address Aaron and his sons? Why do we have to know that now also? The Gemara says, no, my question is another one. Alakeitzad hilbishan lemizber kroy. If we have to understand psukim, that is relevant always, to understand what the Torah is telling us. Why? As Rashi explains, there seems to be a stira between the tzavah, the commandment of Moshe to dress Aaron and his sons, and the asiya, when it was actually done. In the tzavah, the pasuk says, v'chagart oisam avneit Aaron ubanav. So it says that Aaron and his sons together at one time were girded with the avnet. However, when it comes to the parsha of the Asiya, in Parshas Tzav, when it says that Moshe dressed Aaron, there it doesn't have the dressing of Aaron and his sons, the avnet, at the same time. There it has first Aaron, and then afterwards his children. The pasuk says, "Vayitin alavas hakutoynis, vayachur oisoy ba'avneit, vayalbish oisoy esamil, vayitin alavas ha'efod, vayachur oisoy b'cheshev ha'efod, vayefod loyboy." It goes through all the clothing that are put on Aaron, including the avneit in the middle of that whole series of clothing. And when that finishes, then the pasuk says that Moshe went to the sons of Aaron and did the same thing with them. So how could the pasuk here say in Tetzave, in the Tzivui, that you should gird Aaron and his sons at the same time with the Avnet, when in fact, when it came to the Asiya, we find that first Aaron put on all his clothing, including the Avnet, and then the Bnei Aaron put on all their clothing. So it was one after the other and not the same time. The Gemara says that's the stira that I have. I don't understand between the Tzivui and the Asiya, and I would like to have an answer to this question. Exactly what the answer will be, we will find out the Siyata Dishmaya tomorrow Shir. It'll be a machlokus between the Bnei Rabchi and Rabbi Yochanan, exactly how to understand these two psukim, and we'll have two different approaches to answer this stira that the Gemara seeks an answer for.